Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's the best way to get somebody to go down to his house and call us on the show? Tony?
I think we could either send an intern or myself down there.
I think let's send Pony because because
all
the
right,
intern...
Pony, get out of here. Go down and, and check on him.
He's never met the intern. And I don't know if it would be okay if, our new intern
That could be a problem, you know.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
I just thought I'd come in now that I'm coming back.
Who
on
does
the show.
Who does your hair?
I do it myself.
Really?
Flo-B!
We freaked out because we thought something had legitimately happened.
I'm as concerned for different reasons.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that in just a second.
But I can't wait to listen first. I can't wait to hear my
eulogy.
You
have to listen because there's very little.
Which is the first half of the show.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, so here it is. We make scheduling changes on the Mike O'Mara Show quite frequently.
Yeah, we're fluid.
Sometimes a couple of days in advance, sometimes the night before. But we modify our schedules, and we tape anywhere between usually 8 o'clock and 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Nine is our target. But
nine
we can
is
vary
usually
from it,
the, the regular time. So yesterday, about 5 o'clock or so, I send out an email requesting an early start time. Rob gets back to me immediately. Pony gets back to me immediately. Oscar, just watching.
Right.
So that happens to all of us once in a while. Somebody won't respond to a text. So I roll in today, and I said, has anybody heard from Oscar? And then you've reached out. On a couple of occasions,
right.
You called Oscar. You've called his lovely lady.
Yes.
And so my question to you, something I don't believe happened to you last year or me, where either one of us ever a no call no show.
I've never been a no call no show.
Okay, so this is his second one in 6 months. The no call no show.
And I'm willing to excuse it if he's laying lifeless in a snowy gutter.
Well, that's I'm beginning to wonder now because now it's the morning after the night that was.
Sure.
And I wonder.
We had a dusting of snow. We had a dusting of snow in the district, too.
He's the last one in the world that ever prevents from
getting there.
That's
true, though. Yeah, just giving you all the facts.
Is Podcast Village buzzing today? Are there more things going on than just our little band of revelers?
No,
or is it just
us? It's still early at the village, Mike. But
Tony, what insight can you give us on Mr. Santana, because you actually technically have known him longer than I have.
Well, I would be a little bit concerned because we also reached out to Shannon, and if we can't get in touch with either of them, that makes me a bit nervous.
Do we send someone down to his residence?
To his domicile?
We can.
I mean, can we send somebody down there?
Of course.
Just to bang on his door and find out what's going on?
Yeah.
Because I'm a little freaked out.
It is weird. Normally by now, because even for a 9 o'clock start... He should be up now.
Mm-hmm. Would they have traveled last night to the Bode studio in Virginia?
No, what? They do it here in the afternoon.
Well, that's right. Drab record here on Thursdays. Yeah,
they record here.
Oh boy, were they here yesterday?
I saw Drab yesterday here. Yeah.
All right. What time was that?
I left at about 1-ish, so like a little after 1.
So midday yesterday was the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, should I be legitimate question. I mean, he's a flighty dude. Should we be concerned here?
Here are the reasons why you shouldn't be concerned. You shouldn't be concerned because it has happened before, and he is not noted for his punctuality. Here are the reasons
you should be concerned.
I started texting him this morning prior to 5 a.m. I've left him a voicemail. I've left his wife a voicemail. I've texted his wife.
And texting doesn't cut it.
No, but the fact that he's not even picking up his phone, that's something. And you know what? Texting both of them and getting nothing from either, that's something. That's a reason to be concerned.
What's the best way to get somebody to go down to his house and call us on the show?
Tony?
I think we could either send an intern or myself down there.
I think let's send Pony because because
all
the
right,
intern.
Pony, get out of here. Go down and, and check on him.
He's never met the intern. And I don't know if it would be okay if our new intern
That could be a problem, you know. That could be a problem. So anyway, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because it is not, punctuality, that's not a deal. Usually we're getting the four messages. And you're right. Even for a 9 o'clock start.
He should be up.
Pony,
try to call him right now, too.
Yeah. Call him before you go. One more time.
Yes. He's dialing now. Pony, come in the studio so we can all be a part of this. Pony's already got his coat on. He's armed and ready to go.
Settle over into Oscar's seat there, Pony.
Right there.
Pop on some headphones. Have a seat.
Oh, comfortable.
All right. Very good.
Isn't it nice to have Pony in the studio?
always nice to have Pony in the studio. Oh, always nice to have the non-smoking Pony in the studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, remember, this is the new Pony for 2019.
Brand new.
Yeah.
New and improved. So, there's a history here, but it still freaks me out a little bit.
Worries me.
I feel like a father.
Also, the fact that, you know what? You say texting doesn't cut it, but Oscar is a pretty good texter. And the fact that he had that text hanging in his queue for the entire evening, he should have at least replied with one of his stupid emojis. That's what he likes. I mean, like, we'll send him something and he'll reply, like, with, you know, a stalk of corn or something.
Jesus Christ, I'll tell you, if something really bad happened, I'm going to be a little freaked out. I'm going to be, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to
No.
I want to go. And by the way, that freaked outness will be replaced immediately, like a parent who has a child that, you know, goes missing. And then it's like, where have you been?
Don't you know what you've done to me? Don't you know how you made me feel?
If he boozily ambles in at 9, I'm pissed.
And
like turbo pissed.
An 8:58 hungover arrival?
Yeah.
Need a bagel.
Right. Not cool.
As we said, he should
be. You call Shannon, too?
Yeah, Shannon went straight to voicemail. Oscar's rang and then went to voicemail.
Yeah, all right, get down there.
Yeah,
go see.
See, and call us when you get there and when you're knocking on the door. All right, thank you very much. Jesus. All right, it's weird.
It is weird.
I'm more worried than I am pissed.
Yeah.
I don't like this. This is unusual.
It's concerning. It is concerning.
And this is also, let me get a palate cleanser. All right,
all right, please.
I brought this to us today because decided we'd have a few moments with my young son.
Oh, good.
Because he is showing at 5 an interest in what daddy does, and he likes that. He knows that I've recorded him before. He didn't like the song where it's like, you're going down.
Why didn't he like the song? That's his hit single.
He hated the fact that we laughed at it too much. A child that age, when you're laughing at something they do, feels that you're laughing at them, and they don't like that at all. So this is
our newest edition of Moments with Michael.
This is, don't call it that. Now you make the Moments with that. That is so hack jive. Don't do that. All right.
All right.
Really?
This segment has no name.
If you say stuff like that, it'll make me realize your counterbalance is not here. All right. Hold on just a second. Let's.
All right. Then I'll say that. That sucks.
Thank you. That's more. Very good. All right. This is my son recorded right before school this morning.
Right.
And I may or may not go to the second half of the recording, which really sucked, in my opinion, after my wife threw a bomb in the middle of it. All right. So
a comedy bomb?
Well, it's a very sweet, loving moment with my son. And then my wife comes in and informs him that I ate some of his key lime pie. And he has the Omera hair trigger.
That is a...
he has the Omera short fuse.
That is a signature Florida dessert, the key lime pie. Delightful.
He likes it.
Is it the kind that is entirely sort of like a cream pie all the way through, or does it have a sort of gelatin base with a meringue top?
No. It's a cream all the way through.
That's the way to go,
little whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
Little slice of key lime on top, too.
Tart.
But that comes later.
Okay.
When, I guess Carla thought that the segment was going too sweetly. So she decided to throw the bomb. And then he comes back and the rhythm's gone and we try to sing again and it's
no.
I'll play the whole goddamn
please do.
Here
please
we
do.
Go.
Okay.
My son, a few moments with Michael, as Rob called
no,
it.
No. That
dun,
name sucks.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Darth Vader
dun,
march.
Dun, 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 dun,
level okay?
Dun, yeah, sounds great.
Dun, dun, dun,
Way to go. That's pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the listening audience before you go to school this morning?
Good morning, duties.
Have a nice weekend, everybody. Can you tell them to have a nice weekend?
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
I love you, pal.
And by the way, thing, whatever that red.
That's the red thing that shows that you're recording. You looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What are you having for breakfast this morning?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal? Do you like oatmeal?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. We gotta stop the recording, even though I could record you for 2 hours. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I want 2 hours.
Don't whisper. You can't be heard on the record.
I want to do it for 2 hours.
You want to do it for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Well, what's on your mind? Tell them anything. You can talk to the audience. This is your chance.
Also, did you know I got a treasure axe?
You got a treasure axe?
No, a treasure axe.
What's a treasure axe?
No, treasure axe.
Yeah, Dad.
Is that skull that I was digging in.
Oh, you did. Was that fun?
Yeah.
That's a toy, right?
You have to dig for the bones and the treasure. And then when you...
I should say, at this point, we're going to get a very detailed description of the toy, and I would describe this, Rob, as he's in his wheelhouse.
Let me say this. Do you know why this is so exceptionally sweet to me? Is I have a tape of Julia at roughly the same age, and you know what song she sings? Darth Vader's Imperial March.
Why do they like that?
Because it's you associate it with Darth Vader, and he's cool, and he's a little bit scary. But it's just, when you played that, hearing a little kid voice sing it, it gave me chills because it was like jumping back 12 years.
This will be this next part. This next part, when he starts to explain
the toy,
his dig up the treasure toy, there will be a quiz later.
This is
I
so
defy
cool.
Anybody above the age of 21 to try to understand.
You know
what?
This
about.
Is this is going to be a good audition for when we ultimately make those unboxing videos because he has to explain toys.
Yeah, here we go. This is when he gets all motivated.
Okay, good.
Find the treasure. There's special rock in it that you pour water into and you wait until it stops fizzling, and then when it stops fizzling it will reveal the treasure, and then you have to put the bones in the nice clean water and then dry it and try to get all the dirt off, and then you put the weapon in his hand and then there he is.
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful story. You'd like to be on the recording, too?
I want to add something. So Daddy came home last night, and look what he did.
Okay. And notice the ad, the interloper, the individual who had
and
to...
As someone who I would say has something of a trained ear, let me offer this.
The tone?
The tone changes. Yeah, the tone. Not just the tone of her voice, the tone of the entire conversation. When she swoops in.
And look what your father did.
Had she already written Surrender Dorothy in the sky? Yeah.
Note the slow burn after she presents him with the pie that I ate. Here we go. Listen up.
Oh, I ate some of your key lime pie.
Dang!
Well, that's great.
He's gone.
Well, that's not good. Thanks, Mommy. A lovely little moment. And thanks for screwing it up, Carla. All right, we're.
Oh, and I get a seriously. Seriously? Yes! Seriously!
She's all about timing.
Yeah, he goes away for 30 seconds. I stopped the recording. I started again.
Good.
Real quick.
We're back. Are you still mad at me about the key lime pie?
No.
That was 30 seconds of anger, but.
How does it go again?
It goes. Dun, 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 dun,
now he wants to do the Nutcracker, but I got the wrong song.
Is that the one? What, do you remember what we did? Dun, oh, here we go. Da 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 da
So what do you do the next time Daddy eats some of your key lime pie? What are you going to do to Daddy?
Get my sword.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh! Did I hear that laugh? There's the laugh. I get it. There's the...
I'm going to get my sword.
Do what I did last time.
Okay, so he recalls a thing when we're having a plastic sword fight.
Right.
And he whipped the tip of it right onto my thumb.
Oh, yes.
And caught me in such a way that it really hurt.
I remember.
You remember that.
Eee, what? Chop my head off?
No.
Cut my fingers off?
No, no. Like when I...
What? No, it's the radio. You have to tell people. You have to...
When I scratched your finger.
Oh, for real? That's pretty mean. All right, say goodbye to the audience. I love you.
And one thing I have to say before I do.
What? Well, Michael, you can't whisper. What? You're whispering. You got to say it. What? What?
Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Duties.
Duties.
Okay. Yay! Thank you.
That's bye. Michael.
Bye.
Yes, there she is.
Well, I got to give Michael this. Even though he whispered, that's bad mic technique, he does play the hits. He always closes with goodbye duties, and that's what the audience craves.
Well, that's wonderful, and the show of worry will continue as we try to find out where our cohort, Partner in Crime, is, and I just will I'll be able to really think clearly when I find out if he's okay. That's
well,
the problem.
If
but,
you're
by
worried,
the way,
Mike,
if he is okay, don't tell him I said that.
Right. Well, he won't listen. Right. If you are worried, Mike, when we come back, let's you and me sing songs from the Nutcracker.
Very good.
It's a good distraction.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Let's start.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
In the age of tweets and texts, the state of Ohio is going retro. Students there will now be required to learn how to write in cursive by the end of the fifth grade.
What's wrong with you, Ohio? The only phrase anyone should learn in cursive is, why the f*** am I writing in cursive? There's no time I've been reading something and thought, I wish this was harder to read. And fancy.
Sure, you must be at least 16 years old now in order to get married, but that's as long as you have parental consent. Until now, girls could get married at 13 and boys at 14.
Oh, no! New Hampshire is raising the marriage age from 13 to 16. Won't somebody think of R. Kelly? Unbelievable. No one is mature enough to make a long-term commitment at age 13. I know your bar mitzvah says you're a man, but that's just bull made up to get you Xbox money. Teenagers should not get married. 13, 16, it doesn't matter. You still can't drink. And drinking is the only way to get through a marriage.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whoa.
The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Mount Kisco, New York to Novato, California. Speaking of cursive. From Morganton, North Carolina to Maricopa, Arizona. From New Freedom, Pennsylvania to Amsterdam, the Netherlands. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone.
Yes.
We love Cornerstone. Economic uncertainty all around the globe has resulted in mortgage interest rates that are at their lowest level in years. So now is the time to take out cash for any reason. Why not pay off that holiday debt now that rates are down and home values are up nationwide?
Do it.
Cornerstone First Financial offers free float down. So if rates continue to drop while they process your loan, that means, you know, they're in the middle of everything. And they used to say if they went up, you were screwed.
Right.
But they wouldn't go down. You still get the lower rate. That's fabulous.
I love
it. That's a good deal.
Great stuff.
You can refinance now and skip your February payment. Tap into your equity and start 2019 with a clean slate. Plus, you're working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. All right, is I take it the slowest moving man in America has not gotten down there yet?
Well, I have no phone. I have no text from him yet, so I have no input from him yet. So,
all right, I'm getting a little freaked out here. I'm getting mildly freaked out about this, and not about the show, but about the human being. What the is going on?
I know.
On?
This is
weird, weird stuff. Let's call Pony on your speaker right now,
so we
can get an update as to what's going on.
Absolutely. While I was doing it, we were talking about. I've known you for a long time. Have you ever written in cursive? I've never known you to write in cursive.
No. But my printing is so horrible that it's really horrible. Well, I'm looking at the town names.
Also because you have you're left-handed, and I think being left-handed offers a challenge as well when you write.
Right.
Have to drag it across the screen.
Matthew Bloom.
Calling Matt now.
I'm leaving the parking lot right now. If he doesn't pick up his phone, I'm going to kill him.
Hey, Pony.
Hey, I'm outside of this place right now, banging on the door.
No answer at the door at all?
Nothing.
Do you see, I don't know. Would you recognize Shannon's car if you saw it in the neighborhood?
Yeah, and his. And I don't see any of them. I mean, at least I don't see them in front of his place. I haven't done a trip around
Jesus
the block
Christ.
Yet.
Weird.
Yeah, this is very strange. Door's locked. The storm door is locked. Don't see any lights on. And most of the windows are shuttered.
Well, walk around the neighborhood. See if you can walk around the neighborhood. See if you can spot his car.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
All right. We'll find out later on. You know, normally I'd say call Todd, but I don't know.
Todd's
like
in Florida.
Florida,
right? Yeah. I don't have his mother's number. That would be the only place I would think he might be.
At his mom's house?
Yeah.
Do we have her number?
I can look. I don't think I have it.
Yeah. I don't either. That's weird. God, that's very, very weird.
If we sound concerned, it's because we are.
Yeah, it's a strange situation when somebody's like this. It's if they're at another location or something like that, that's it. But they normally wouldn't. He goes out there, but she doesn't. Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's tough to do a friggin' show.
Hear me, I know it.
It truly is. But anyway, let me just say this. Last night, I had a moment where we had some new friends that wanted to get together with us. And they wanted to get together with us because they kind of tapped into the way we think about stuff in the world. And she knew that. And this
wife
wanted to.
How did you meet these friends?
He's a great golfer, and I play golf with a guy. And he's an older guy that I play golf with, and really, really nice fella. The thing is, we went over to Cocoonville last night, and Carla pointed something out that I have to cop to that's absolutely true.
What's that?
That when I do something embarrassing, I can't shut up about it.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's my weight, whether it's anything else, I'm a great compensator for insecurities about myself.
I see it a lot in our business. I think it's something common to a lot of us. And then
people go into show business, right?
To diffuse anything that's uncomfortable. You throw the first stone.
So she said to me, can you tell any more people that you threw a golf club in anger? And by the way, to Trip Affleck and some of the other people online who offered me support for more golf stories, God bless all of you.
Yeah.
Because that, in a small way, makes it feel better. And so, you know, it was a nice evening with people. And I wrote this down on my show prep because it's the way I really felt. You know, when you go out with people who are new, it makes me realize that we all want to be valued, right?
Sure.
We all that's ultimately what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And I realize that the issues I have sometimes are because down in Cocoonville, I get a label of being that guy that doesn't think like everybody else.
Right.
And you're devalued because of that. You know, it's what people, it's a form, I think, in a teeny, 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 tiny way, not in the same way that people who are really discriminated against get, but it's a small, teeny, tiny form of discrimination.
Of course.
And it's the way people who are truly discriminated against feel. You're devalued as a human being.
And that must make it a little more pleasing when you have a new friendship, because you can start, as they say, with a clean slate. You don't have that reputation that precedes you, right?
But what's nice is to sit down with people that you've not met before and you haven't socialized with, who are interesting, and they are interested in you.
You know what they say, Mike? They say this: make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver, the other gold.
All right. Thank you.
That sucks, Rob.
Thanks. I could devalue you a little bit. But anyway, it's Jesus Christ. I think that this is pretty heavy. This is a pretty deep thing, but it just felt so good. I came home last night,
right?
And I was just flying high. I felt as though, you know, this is just so, it makes me realize how little of it I get outside of this show,
right?
How little of it I get in my life, especially when I'm up around the family.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, you hear people complain about that, yeah, I'm an adult when I'm at work, but when I get along around with my family, I'm little Michael. And that is the way.
You're the little fat girl on Golden Pond.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. And it was just so, it was, the light went off on my, my little brain. And I said, this is why am I feeling so wonderful? And I think it's not just on the receiving end. If you give it, you get it as well.
Sure.
But I'm not sure how to accomplish that, because I've always been me. And I, you know, as far as with the family, I think I've always done shtick. And I've always been, so I'm not going to get it from the family.
No, I don't think those rules
are entrenched.
I think that bridge has been burned. And you see, I get it from some of my family, but amazingly, not my immediate family.
That's got to be the worst of all. I get it from my immediate. I don't get devalued.
But if I go to like my extended family, like to a Thanksgiving or a Christmas event or something like that, then there's a lot of love that goes back and forth.
Do you get, all right, when you walk into a room with your extended family, since we're doing psychoanalysis, which we probably should be doing anyway, because we're both in a state of worry right now.
Yeah, we are concerned.
Pissing me off by the minute. When you walk in, do you get a, hey,
yeah.
do you get that kind of,
I do.
I've never gotten that.
See, that's gotta be weird, because you are.
Ever.
You are.
I'll get a hug and a kiss, polite hug and a kiss, but never like the real. I've always thought in families that are like that, big, demonstrative, loud
families.
Fun families. Yeah. I get the pure New England reserved thing. And I just never felt like I'm that kind of guy.
But you've always
the big greeting.
Yeah, you've always been a funny guy and a demonstrative guy and a you know, for you all probably a little bit of an extrovert when you're around your family. You would think they would return it a little bit.
Well, no, it's very reserved. It's very restrained. And what's
hold? I just got a text. Oscar, he's replied. What? Jesus.
Oh, great, douche.
Hold on. Matt is calling now.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Pony.
Hey, I just took a few drives around the block around a few blocks, and I don't see any of their cars.
Well, I just got a text from Oscar.
He just got a text from the great irresponsible.
All right, I'll be back there in a few minutes.
All right. Thank you.
Tell him. All right, let me see if I got it. I want to see if I got the same thing. He wouldn't respond to me like that. All right. Nope. Yeah, so Tom, check your text at a-hole.
Okay,
that's what I would say with a nasty what. What are you writing?
I'm writing, check your text.
I know, you won't write a-hole.
I will.
All right. Get him on the phone. Tell him to call. I feel like a parent right now.
Autocorrects now. Says,
and he says what?
Check your text, Agile. Let me call him.
All right. And by the way, I think anybody listening to the beginning of this show, the first segment of the show, will know
Hold
we
on,
were concern.
Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
Everything all right?
Okay, hey, you're on the show. Yeah, we're recording.
First, I'm hearing about an 8 o'clock start.
Yeah, I mean the text that went out at 5 o'clock yesterday. How many messages did you send him?
I sent him a lot this morning too.
Do you realize for the last half hour? Hold on. Wait. Do you realize? Well, tell. See, he can't hear me, can he?
No, he can't. But right. Oscar, we sent the text out last evening. We didn't hear back from you. I called you and tried to get in touch with you this morning.
We've been down this road yesterday. We've been down this road. If you do not confirm with me, find me.
Where is he?
Where are you now? Oh, because we had Pony.
About 8 o'clock start till just now, and you
Pony was
this
banging. This is the real. Tell him he's on the air.
It looks like it's coming through.
All right, Pony was banging on your door just a minute ago.
We were worried about you.
We were genuinely worried about you because we hadn't heard back from you. I'd called you.
My home door.
Yes.
Nobody knocked on it at all.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I wish I let me talk to them. Right, say I'm going to call.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to call him. You're not capable.
Right? Mike is going to call you right back, Oscar. Hold on. Okay. All right. Bye. You. Oh, you're dialing him now?
Okay. Hello.
Hey, no. Pony just knocked on your door. We sent him down and we were worried. We thought you were dead or in a snowbank or like wrapped around a tree somewhere.
Mike.
What?
Honestly.
What?
Nobody's talked to me. Said anything about 8 o'clock start. Not. I have no missed calls.
You're on the air. You're on the air. We're on the air right now.
I have nothing.
You have nothing in your phone.
Nothing.
Well, you're alive. That's the important thing.
That's
you're alive,
excellent.
And you can make it here by Oscar's take. So, skittle on up the hill. You know,
I called an Uber. I'm away. No problem.
But no, this is. Let me tell you, if you go back. And I urge you to listen to the first half hour of the show.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're not going to hear anything other than true, genuine concern of friends. So much so that we sent Pony down to your house because like had something happened. And,
I appreciate the concern. Yes. I'm telling you, nobody knocked on my door.
Well,
and you don't have any missed calls because I've called you five times this morning.
And I called you.
I don't think Pony knows where I live.
Okay. All right. Just get it. You know what? We'll continue the. Hey, at least now we've got a good segment. Yeah. Be prepared to debate Pony, and we'll go through all the details when you get up here.
I'm checking the security footage right now.
All right, we're gonna. You know what? We'll get up here as soon as you can because we're taping the show, and we'll figure it out. Soon. We'll see you in a minute.
He's safe. He had a few bites
He's
of cake.
Such an asshole. He is such an ass. It's everybody. That is a window into what we deal with every day. Is it not everybody else's fault? It's everybody else's fault.
Tried
how
to
many,
call.
Right, how many calls would you say? Total communication between 5 o'clock yesterday and today when he went, what?
Okay, so.
Jesus, I'm asleep.
Starting at 7 o'clock this morning, I called him twice, called Shannon once, called him, called Shannon, called him twice, called Shannon, called him, called Shannon.
Pony doesn't know where I live. That's the funniest one right there.
Although,
he's checking the security gate. Yes.
Although, that's always a possibility.
Yeah, you know what? Right. Until Pony gets here. Do you hear the relief in our voices?
Yes.
Though? That's, you know what? God, I've gotten soft. I can't even be mad. I'm just glad he's okay.
No, I'm glad
that
he's
sucks.
Okay, too. And starting at 4:58 this morning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 texts to him and Shannon both. So, I mean, we definitely tried.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do we send? Carrier pigeon? Is that what we're supposed to do?
Some you sort know? Of bird. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well,
meanwhile,
we'll take a break
Pony's
here.
Knocking on the wrong door.
Pony doesn't. I don't think that. Hey, did he not sound a little boozy?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know if Pony knows where I live.
I could almost see his eyes. I could
so
almost
relieved.
See his eyes. Yeah, he's good. That's
I'm
good.
So blissfully relieved. But we'll find out. The big debate right now, does Pony know where Oscar lives? You said go to Olney, right?
Pony's we'll been to his house. Pony's been in his house.
I know. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. Yeah, that's what a salesman is. Yeah, he could almost have me believe it. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Early in the morning, I can't sleep.
Do you have holes in your colon?
Yes.
Did you miss the Florida theme parks with your niece and nephew over the holidays? Did your idea for a mustache not go as planned? There's now a cure to beat the winter blues, and it's called retail therapy.
Hi there.
I'm not a doctor, but I am playing one on this promo. My prescription is to treat yourself through the TMOS Shopping Center. Now stocked with three great retailers to shop through. Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Just click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com and oh, Nelly, the gifts you've always wanted shipped to your door. The TMOS Shopping Center. One of the best ways you can support hilarity in 2019.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, this segment of the program brought to you by Sleep Number. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed will let you kick off 2019 right with proven quality sleep. Last night with friends, they were talking about their mattress. I was talking about my mattress, and I was talking about how much I love it. And we were talking about the benefits of the Sleep Number beds all through dinner. It was great.
Yeah.
And I love the product. I'm not just an endorser on the radio. I truly, truly love this. Sleep Number lets you choose your ideal firmness. We've told you that for years. So it's just right for two people. For couples, it's the gold standard. The new beds automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Plus, Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, just visit jdpower.com.
Mm-hmm.
My Sleep Number setting is now an 85. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Come in during the January savings event and save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/...
Yeah, come on.
sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Find the one nearest you. And please, 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 this is the most important thing. Tell them Mike O'Mara sent
you. Yes.
They pay attention to that. That's
they
why they've been with us for pretty close to 8-9 years. Right?
Yeah, almost the entire run of the podcast, I think.
That's pretty spectacular, yeah. And we love them, and hopefully they like us, sort of. Welcome back to the show. You definitely could go back and listen to this show, Rob, and hear a change in the tone that we had.
It was almost the same tone as when Carla talked about the pie. Very distinct tonal shift.
You know, the only other thing I was thinking about as far as Pony knocking on the door, you know, how vigorous do you think that knock would be? Would it be like?
Well,
it would be, wouldn't it? It would be.
Tentative. He did say he was banging on the door. Now, if he was going to do an actual what we envision as a Pony don't harm your hands knock, I think he would say I knocked on the door. But he said he pounded on the door.
Yeah.
Or right. Banged on the door.
We'll see when Oscar gets here. Got a haircut yesterday.
Attaboy. And, me too.
I have been conflicted about getting haircuts down here. I got a guy that does a really, really good job, but he's semi-retired, and so he's difficult to get an appointment with, and it's also not a joyous environment in this
barber shop. So if he's semi-retired, is he like one of several barbers in a location?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. And he's he's 2 days a week.
Okay.
So that's problematic. But the vibe, and I found this at a lot of barbershops, and maybe you can commiserate with me on this. There's an angry vibe in the barbershop, right? They're all kind of like,
I've seen it.
It's not a happy place.
Yeah.
And so I'm always uncomfortable. You
know, it was an angry barbershop. Do you remember when you were Manassas, $5.99 haircut?
Yeah, I never went there. I went to the place with my lady Judy.
That was an angry barbershop. But you see, I go to Mary's now in Leesburg, and it's very happy.
I want an environment where it's lighthearted.
Sure, that's what you want. Yeah,
because it is a social activity. And yesterday, I ended up going to the backup place where Michael gets his hair. The chain, I forgot what it's called. Supercuts.
Yeah.
And here's the tell on a barber that's just half-assed. All right, the tell is they don't use scissors.
Yep.
And they just use the shears.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm finding myself more and more going into a barber shop and saying, what number are you? And when they say what number are you?
Oh, I hate that.
It's lazy, right?
It is,
it's like super lazy. It's like, I'm not going to look at your head and tell you what's best for you. I'm going to go in and I'm just going to go, yeah, yeah. So I literally go in and they have filed the one time I asked for a number one on the side.
Okay.
To really cut my hair short on the side. And they file it. So they all get really excited because you're in there saying, when did barbershops
become... Oh, so they've got like a database?
They got a database, but it's a database should be how you look at that moment. Database should not be you're always a standard little thing. But here's the thing. I said specifically, well, it seems to get screwed up when they just use the shears. And it's been my experience that when
clippers.
They take the
clippers.
When the clippers, the yeah. shears, the shears are what they shears
would be
with.
Would be scissors, I think.
But when they take the thing and they do it with one hand, with another hand on their hip,
yeah.
and they're lazily yeah. just doing that, you end up getting hair like this.
Oh, so
it was botched.
It's not.
It was
there's not a lot
botched.
Of subtlety there. There's some severity.
It's, no, it's like yeah. It looks like seriously the Zugspitz in Germany, the mountain where the peak goes out and then it shears off to baldness right over the thing. And I said to the fat lady, I said, for Christ's sake, use scissors.
Yeah, make it.
And
make
I'm
it
sorry
blend.
For you know if you want to send me a letter via the fat thing. I'm sorry. This politically you know correct world, you know, now it's like. For God's sakes, Louis C.K. is out there making jokes about him J-ing O. All right? So, I mean, shut up, everybody. But
I have
no,
seen,
I was pissed,
I have seen
and
young,
I am pissed.
You should be. I have seen the youngsters, like I'd say like a 17, 18-year-old kid come and sit down in the barber chair and say, one on the side, two on the back, three on the top. It's like, it's not math.
No, just, I don't want to do it that way.
I don't
and
I like wanna, that.
And I'm done with the shears. I'm going back to the female environment. I'm going to find a salon.
In all circles of your life?
Yes. I'm back. I'll be back to wearing the dresses. That's when I'm tired of it. And after I said
Louis
I like scissors
Anderson.
On the top, and it was still yeah. You can't do it that way.
You
can't cut hair. It doesn't evenly cut your hair.
No.
What you do, you take the little two fingers,
yeah.
and then you
snip
with the
yeah,
scissors.
Of course.
But you, you know this from when? From when you used to get
I used
your haircut?
I used to have a haircut. Remember? I mean, there was days
when
I had
hair.
What
do you say when you go in there?
I said, baby, I want to see some skin. But they
what
know me.
What do you say when you go in there?
No, well, they know me at this barbershop, and there's three chairs. And there's
how often do you have to go in there?
I go probably about every month and a half, because if I can stay ahead of it, I can shave it myself. But if it gets like past, I'd say maybe almost to a quarter inch. That's too much for a hand razor, and I want to have them take care of it. Because they'll do clippers, then they'll use an electric razor.
Don't you have clippers at home?
I do, but it's a hassle, especially. It's a hassle, man.
It's better to have somebody do
yeah,
your own
yeah, especially
head.
On the back. Because, as you know, the back of my head looks like a face because it has
right.
that wrinkle, and it's
it
hard to get into there. So, but if I stay ahead of it, I can do it myself. But I'll sit down, and they'll say, how are you today, sir? And I'll say, very well. And they say, same as last time. I said, yep, down to the skin. They say, very short. I say, yep, short as you can. And that's what they do.
The energy level from this individual was, hi, yeah, hi. And I just, it's constant. I'm looking for my barber home.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's a wonderful activity, and it's
auto mechanics, doctors, and barbers should be long-standing relationships.
Yeah, yeah, and it's hard. It's hard to find people that you know you want to have those relationships
right.
with, because most of us are meat, right?
Right.
That's the thing. If you can find someone, there we go. We back to the theme of today's show.
Right.
Value.
Value. You want to be valued? Yes.
Valuing that being valued as a friend, being valued as a coworker. and being valued as a customer,
absolutely.
You
and
know,
they just see you walk. They see you walking in. They say, "Well, there's $11. I've got it." Yeah.
You know what? A lightning bolt went on again. I'm sorry, but this is. And I know we're going back to the theme, but you know we value our customers as much as anybody. I love
oh,
our
yeah.
listeners,
of course,
and we overserve them, and that's probably why with this tiny little enterprise we have been able to survive it, because we do value the people
mm-hmm.
that consume our product, and it's
and
fun.
It hasn't always been that way. I mean, yeah. back in the terrestrial radio days, there wasn't any of that.
The environment I've gotten. This is on the heels of Carla calling another barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And they answered the phone, and she said, do you cut children's hair? And he said, yeah, we take kids and anybody who's on a walk-in basis. She said, do you take any appointments? And he said, we take anybody on a walk-in basis.
So
and
that's
Carla
just...
said, the third time she said, does that mean you don't take appointments? And he said, we take people on a walk-in basis. So he's being a dick
yeah.
to a customer, to a brand new customer on the phone. How would you ever patronize a person that has that attitude down here? And look,
you can't.
I understand. I don't know why, but I always thought it was kind of a chill, social type of thing. But it's probably a grind to have your your fingers in people's greasy little locks all day long. But I've been to a lot of pissed off barbers, a lot of angry. I think it's an angry profession. We've had those lists on the show before of the angry professions. I don't know where barbers come in.
But
you know?
I've been to many barbers that are delighted to be with you. You know, if you find
my
a good one,
Judy,
it's great.
My Lady Judy in Manassas,
yeah.
My Vietnamese barber, who was spectacular. I would walk. You know what she would say the first time I would sit in the chair? How's your little boy? How's Michael?
That's awesome. That's like exactly where it should be.